From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. The Missouri Hospital Association came out with some alarming data this year. Between 2006 and 2016, the number of babies born in Missouri with neonatal abstinence syndrome rose by over 500%. These are babies born with withdrawal symptoms to opioids and other drugs. Last week, while in the Missouri Boot Heel, I sat down with leaders of Project WIN. It's a new program that provides behavioral health care, including substance use treatment, for women who are pregnant or postpartum. Brooke Burleson is a project leader.
We've had, I think, at least eight that have been born, been live drug-free births. We have a couple who are working to get that to get their children back in the home. They were drug-free, but because of some history, because when they came into the program, they had already had some substance use issues with their other children. And in Dunklin County, they're not able to, even if they have a new, if they've had a birth or a new baby, they aren't able to take that baby back into their home until they've completed so much treatment. So we have had, just recently had one that was reunited with her family. So that's been exciting to be a part of. This individual is doing really well. She's got her family, you know, getting it back together. They're working toward a job, and she's also very interested in one day becoming a peer support specialist. So, you know, hopefully with our encouraging and support and things of that nature, that she will, you know, continue on that path.
So, and when do they finish the program?
Well, of course, we would like to, when the baby turns one, if, you know, if we have some women, though, that are, you know, are successful, that, you know, we're very confident that they're sustaining and maintaining care of the baby, their job, everything is stable, they've been absent from, you know, the substance use, alcohol or tobacco, things of that nature, you know, I feel like that, you know, if those things are real, are evident, then, and they're ready to be released, then, you know, then they may, they can be discharged possibly maybe before the baby's first birthday. Some of them, you know, we, our goal is, of course, the baby's first birthday. So we haven't got there yet, really, with a lot of ours, because we're new, pretty new. But we're coming up on some that are getting very close. So, you know, hopefully just to be able to show that they have met those goals and they've been able to sustain them for a period of time, and, you know, to kind of show that they are, you know, they're ready to be on their own.
What's your capacity for this program?
Ooh. The girls would probably say we're there. we're going to keep going. Right now we have 30 enrolled, and we're going to keep going. You know, some of them are doing really well. They're close to probably not needing our services, and which is a great thing. So as we look at, you know, probably transitioning some, my goal is to bring more in. It's hard to say an exact number, but I'm thinking that with we're going to at least try for 10 more. I would like to have 50. I'd like to have 50 enrolled. I think it's doable. You know, of course it is new. If we get to the point we feel like we're not providing the type of care that, you know, they need, then we might have to look at backing off that a little bit. But, you know, right now I think that we're sustaining pretty good. And we work together well as a team, so I really feel like we can keep going.
Throughout the year, we'll be having conversations about the rise in neonatal abstinence syndrome across the state, including what can and is being done about it. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith.